This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is You Can't Go Back. The author, John Hartzell. John was born in Pasco County, Florida, grew up in Northeast Ohio. This is his very first book. It's available at writersrepublic.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. John, welcome to this program.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
So what was the inspiration for this book for you?
Just once I got through a lot of my recovery, a lot of my ups and downs, I wanted to just see if I can help other people around me get through what they were going through and just give them a better perspective or another perspective.
I mentioned you grew up in, you were born in Pasco County, Florida, grew up in Northeast Ohio. What was your childhood like?
It was rough. We moved from Florida when I was like 1.5, moved up here, and my dad stayed in Florida, and my mom came up here by herself, so it was just me, my brother, and my mom for a long time. A lot of rough moments, but we got through it. We had each other, and we just did the best we could.
I was reading that you said writing this book, You Can't Go Back, was absolutely amazing. Why?
It got me out of my own head a little bit and helped me realize that I have been through stuff, I have overcame things, and, you know, just really helped me see it from outside my own problems and my own reality. And it was a lot of fun.
It's a book about recovery, too. What was your recovery like?
It wasn't impossible, but in the moment, you can't even see that recovery is a possibility. So it's hard to see that when you're in dark places and dark moments. It was possible. I had a lot of good friends around me. I had a lot of good people around me. My kids and my daughter was a huge part of it. But it worked out. Now I get to share what I've learned through it, rest of the world, hopefully it would help somebody else.
What has been the response to this book from your friends?
Everybody seems to be getting something a little different from it, but it's all been positive. They all enjoyed it, and, you know, they all had good feedback, so happy about that.
What were the goals for you going into this project, You Can't Go Back?
Just to help the people around me, and I wanted my sons to have something that maybe when they get older, if I'm not around, they'd have something that they could just read from their father. I never dreamed that I could end up helping the whole world, but hopefully that it can, hopefully that it will.
What was your writing process like for this book, John?
I would go to work at 7 o'clock p.m. I would get off work at 8:30 in the morning, and I would write till noon. And then I would sleep until 6:37 again, if I didn't have my kids. But 4 or 5 days out of the week, I'd have my kids, so I wouldn't sleep at all for those days. And then I would just keep rinse, repeat for a year until I got it all finished.
Were you always a writer? Did you always like to write?
In school, the essays were always kind of like, I wouldn't say easy for me, but it was, you know, I was more attached to it. I haven't wrote a lot. I mean, I always wanted to write a book. I always thought I'd wait till I was older and I'd just write, you know, what I learned through life, the whole thing. I didn't think I'd do one this early, but, you know, a friend of mine, Adrian, inspired me to write it early, so I did.
Talk about the importance of helping others, John.
That's everything, man. There's nothing really more important than that other than being a parent, maybe if you have kids, but outside of that, that's probably the most important thing there is to do. You have to do it. We have to do it. You know, the world's not going to get any better if we don't.
We're chatting with John Hartzell here on Speaking of Writers. His new book is You Can't Go Back. It is available at writersrepublic.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com, too. How did you connect with the folks at writersrepublic.com?
I was just on Google trying to find a way to publish my book, and that's the link I ended up with, and that's just the call to a few people, and they're the ones that were really interested in taking on a project and really wanted to help me, so worked out well.
So you've got this first book finished now and published. Are you hard at work on another book?
Yes, I'm probably halfway through a second one. I'm not sure what it's going to end up at, or, you know, but I have been working on the second one, yes.
All right, what would you like readers to take away from You Can't Go Back?
One, you can't go back. and two, you got to help people around you, even if you don't know them. You got to help them, get to know them. Everybody's a stranger, so you get to know them. And you know, take care of yourself, put energy into yourself, and just fight back.
I know one of the points you wanted to talk about was finding purpose. Have you found purpose?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest purpose being a father, man, it always has been, and I have forgotten it at times and got lost in it sometimes, but even writing has helped me find my way back to my purpose, and it's just been amazing. And writing is an absolute joy for me now, so I'm going to keep doing it.
The book is You Can't Go Back, the author, John Hartzell. It's available at writersrepublic.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, man.
And this is Speaking of Writers.